Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of March 21, 2009. I'm Anna Marai Rogue. Starting with the good news, Cheers! Real sex ed proposed. Representative Barbara Lee and Senator Frank Lauenberg reintroduced the Responsible Education About Life Act, known as the REAL Act, on March 17th. The bill designates federal funding for comprehensive sex education programs rather than those that emphasize abstinence only. The bill's introduction followed the release of data by the National Center of Health Statistics that showed teen pregnancy rates have increased for a second year in a row. The rates increased 1% in 2007 to 42.5 births per 1,000 women aged 15 to 19, according to WebMD Health News. In January, the Center of Disease Control and Prevention released estimates showing that the sexual transmitted infections of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis have also increased, particularly among adult women and youth. The two consecutive years of upticks in teen birth rates worried some health advocates that national efforts to prevent teen pregnancy have stalled at the same time that abstinence-only education was emphasized in schools. Since the November election, Congress has reinduced its funding for abstinence-only sex education programs, and political support for comprehensive sex ed has increased. As a senator, President Obama co-sponsored the REAL Act. More news to cheer this week. Rino Fisichella, an influential archbishop at the Vatican, said he believed a Brazilian doctor who performed an abortion on the 9-year-old rape victim and her mother deserved to stay in the church and not be excommunicated, the Associated Press reported. Writing in the Vatican newspaper, Roman Catholic Fisichella argued for a sense of mercy. The girl's abortion was legal in Brazil and was performed to save her life. Reversing a Bush policy administration, the U.S. State Department announced the signing of an international statement that calls for the decriminalization of homosexuality around the world, Reuters reported. The United States was the only Western country that refused to sign the non-binding gay rights treaty. Homosexuality is outlawed in 70 nations. Argentina has passed a national law intended to eradicate violence against women, the Interpress service reported. The law establishes a national anti-violence action plan, legal assistance for women, expedited legal proceedings, and victims' assistance. It follows similar anti-machista legislation passed recently in Spain, Brazil, Chile, Mexico, Costa Rica, Venezuela, Guatemala, and Colombia, although advocates have said enforcement has lacked priority among some officials. Britain's National Health Service will advertise free surgeries to repair female genital mutilation procedures performed by traditional practitioners in some immigrant communities, the Times of London reported. Officials estimate 500 British girls are ritually cut each year. Iran will send its first female skier to the Winter Olympics next year in Vancouver, Canada, CNN reported. Fatmeh Kiadar Bansari, Mitra Kalor, and Maryam Kalor are all trying to win the female berth on the national team. Skiing is popular in Iran, especially among young people, who are able to ski with members of the opposite sex on the slopes, even as a strict gender segregation is still observed on the lift. The American Association of University Women and the WAGE Project will offer career workshops on 500 college campuses to help young women learn how to negotiate fair salaries and equal pay, the group announced on March 19th. Research shows that over a lifetime, college-educated women earn about $1 million less than men because of wage discrimination. And now for the downside of news. Cheers! Immigrants' health ignored. The health of immigrant women detained by federal immigration officials is neglected and inadequate, concluded New York-based Human Rights Watch in a March 17 report. The findings echo a report issued in February by the Florida Immigration Advocacy Center. When female immigrants have health problems in detention facilities, they are either ignored or treatment is delayed, further endangering their health, the advocacy group said. Filing complaints was ineffective and sometimes resulted in retaliation. Those in detention have not been charged with a crime but are awaiting deportation. The Florida report documented cruel and abusive behavior by some staff at detention facilities, difficulties with interpreters and medical records, unsanitary conditions, and improper care for mentally ill detainees, among other problems, noting that death rates in facilities appear to be worsening. Tests to detect cervical breast cancer in prenatal care are difficult to obtain. Pregnant women are shackled, and female detainees sometimes also lack sanitary napkin supplies or breast pumps to express their milk, Human Rights Watch said in the report. Roughly 30,000 women are held in detention facilities each year, and the average stay is 38 days, although immigrants can sometimes be detained for years. More news to JIRA this week. A high-level consolidated women's agency at the United Nations, first proposed in 2006, is losing political steam and is likely to be watered down or abandoned altogether, the Interpress Service reported. A single women's agency, intended to consolidate or replace the four major women's programs of the United Nations, has failed to muster strong political and financial support from member nations. The most likely scenario now being considered is to create a composite entity, creating a department under the Secretariat, combined with some features of an independent agency. The number of sexual assaults in the US military rose 8% in 2008, and half the cases involved rape, Voice of America reported. Defense Department statistics showed more than 2,900 reports of sexual assaults among 1.4 million active duty personnel during 2008, while officials acknowledged then an estimate 80% of assaults go unreported. There was a 25% increase in assaults reported in the combat zones of Iraq and Afghanistan. 45% of women in India were married before the age of 18, despite a national ban against child marriage since 1929, the Times of India reported. 1 in 5 women were married before age 16 in a data analysis released by the Boston University School of Public Health, while 3% were married under age 13. Small-scale farmers in Ghana, mainly women, are being displaced from their croplands by the demands for biofuel production, the Accra Public Agenda reported. Foreign agriculture firms are moving in and contracting large tracts of land to produce sugarcane and jatropha for biofuels, but pay farmers for only a portion of the land under contract while monopolizing the best parcels normally reserved for food. Jennifer Thurston is managing editor of Women's E-News. Rita Henley-Jensen is editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anne-Marie Roque.